थोड़ा सा खाली।
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्पीक अबाउट बंसीवदन ठाकुर, वन ऑफ द वेरी एडवांस्ड वेरी सेंटली पर्सनालिटी इन द लीला ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु। वी फाइंड इन श्रीपट पर्यटन, वी फाइंड इन वंशी विलास रिटन बाय शिव वल्लभ, वी फाइंड इन भक्ति रत्नाकर गौड़िया वैष्णव अभिधान, एंड ऑल्सो इन कवि कर्णापुर्स गौर गणोदेश दीपिका द मेन्शन एंड द स्टोरीज ऑफ बंसी वदन गोस्वामी ठाकुर। ही इज नोन बाय मेनी नेम्स, इज ऑल्सो नोन बाय वंशी ठाकुर, इज नोन बाय वंशी दास ठाकुर, इज नोन बाय नेम वंशी वदन ठाकुर, एंड ऑल्सो बाय वंशी वदनानंद ठाकुर। कवि कर्णापुर स्टेट्स इन वर्स नंबर 179, वंशी क्रिय पिता वंशी क्रिय प्रिया यासित स वंशी दास ठाकुर। He says that the flute of Krishna has taken birth as Vansi Vadan Thakur, Vansi Das Thakur or Vansi Vadananda Thakur. So very clearly he was supposed to be the incarnation of the flute of Krishna, which attracted all the living entities when Krishna would be there on this earth in Dwapar Yuga. There was one devotee called Madhav Das who lived in Kuliagram, who was the son of Yudhishthira Chattopadhyay, was also known as Chakari Chattopadhyay, and he was residing in Kulia. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Puri to meet his mother and to take darshan of Mother Ganga, the river. And at that time, he stayed at the house of Madhav Das. Madhav Das was very devoted to Lord Chaitanya. His wife Chandrakala Devi also was a very devoted wife to her husband and also to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya came to Puri, at this time when he stayed in Kulia, he actually excused many devotees who were offenders in the past. For example, Devananda Pandit, for example, Gopala Chakravarti, and many of them. So he excused all their offenses. That is why at that place came to be known as Aparadha Bhanjana Stali. At this very time, in the month of Chaitra, on the full moon night, full moon day, Bamsi Vadana was born to Madhav Das and Chandrakala Devi. Bamsi Vadan was ocean of good qualities. He was so wonderfully predisposed to all his relatives, his parents, his neighborhood devotees, that everyone loved him for his wonderful qualities. He was so humble and devoted, and he was very, very intelligent and studied scriptures very intelligently and with great interest. He stayed in Bilvagram for some time with his relatives, and there was an ancestral deity of Sri Gopinath, which was worshipped by Yudhishthira Chattopadhyay, also Madhav Das. Then later on it was worshipped by Bansi Vadana Thakur in Bilvagram. He installed a deity called Pranavallava, which was his own deity, and which was established by him. And today we do not know historically where the deities are, but they were installed in the Kuliagram. Bamsi Vadana Thakurji got married and he had two sons. Because he loved Lord Chaitanya Nityananda to dear of his heart, he named these two sons as Sri Chaitanya Das and Sri Nityananda Das. Sri Chaitanya Das gave birth to two sons called as Ramachandra and Sachinandana. Ramachandra was a very special soul, son of Vamsi Badan Thakur. He was adopted by Jahanaba Devi, the dear wife of Lord Nityananda. And he was also a disciple of Jahanaba Devi. In Bagnapara, Ramchandra established the worship of Konai Balai. Now this Konai Balai were found at Praskandan Sarovar at the bottom of Dwadasha Aditya Teel, where Krishna sat and the 12 sons, Adityas, gave him heat after he had been very cold in the waters of Jamuna to subdue Kaliya. And then his sweat collected in a place called Praskandana Sarovar. At the banks of this Praskandana Sarovar, this Ramachandra, the son of Vansivadana, found, or it was revealed to him, the deities of Krishna Balaram, which he named as Konai Balai, and which he took from that place, from Vrindavan, to a place called Bhaganapada. Sachinandan was a grihastha, but Ramchandra never married. So when Ramchandra left, he passed on the deity of Konai Balai to Vamshibhadana's second son, Sachinandana. Vamshibhadana left Vilvagram after some time when he became young, and he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra in Sri Navadvip Dham in Mayapur at Yogpeet, where Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi lived together with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, he, whatever Jagannath Mishra would order, Vamshibhadana would fulfill. Whatever services were there, Jagannath Mishra would invite so many Brahmins, serve them, feed them prasadam, please them, do kirtan. In all those services, Vamshibhadana served as a great assistant to Jagannath Mishra. In the course of time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, much before that, Jagannath Mishra passed away. Then Chandrasekhar Acharya took care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his own son, and also took care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas at the age of 24. At that time, Sachi Mata and the dear wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya Devi, they were plunged in the ocean of sorrow in the separation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that Vamshibhadana, Vishnu Priya Devi and Sit and his mother Sachi Devi would be taken care by Vamshibhadana for the rest of their lives. He instructed Vamshibhadana, till the end of their lives, you are supposed to stay here and take care of my dear wife and my dear mother. So Vamshibhadana dedicated his life to the service of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi. Now in the course of time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, after some time Lord Nityananda brought Jiva Goswami on the tour of Sri Navadvip Dham. And when he was brought to Navadvip Parikrama at the Yoga Pita, where the house of Jagannath Mishra was there, Jiva Goswami fainted, felt unconscious, and Sachi Mata ordered Vishnu Priya to cook a variety of prasad for Jiva Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu. And that particular bhog, which was cooked by Vishnu Priya Devi, was offered to Lord Krishna, offered to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's deity by Vamshibhadana Thakur. And then Nityananda Prabhu took prasadam with Jiva Goswami, and it was served by Ishan Thakur and Vamshibhadana Thakur. After prasad, they left Sachi Mata's house and they went further on the Navadvip Parikrama, went to Srivasangan and all the other places. At that time, they took Vamshibhadana Thakur in their group as a fellow pilgrim, along with the Jiva Goswami. Lord Nityananda took him as his accompaniment. Now Lord Nityananda Prabhu took an opportunity to lovingly introduce Vamshibhadana to Jiva Goswami, because they were not introduced. What Lord Nityananda said was very interesting. He said, here is Vamshibhadana, a great devotee of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone knows him as avatar of Vamshi, avatar of flute of Krishna, which attracted all living entities at the time of Krishna, when Krishna would be there. Vamshibhadana would daily serve the guest of Jagannath Mishra. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu observed all the rituals and worships that Jagannath Mishra would perform to his deity of Sri Vishnu and then to Tulsi Devi. And after passing away of Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed all the rituals very, very faithfully and served Sri Vishnu, Adokshaja Vishnu, and also Tulsi Devi. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for taking sannyas, Vamshibhadana Goswami would sincerely worship those deities, worship Tulsi Devi as per Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's observances, and take care of all the deities with the help of Ishan Thakur. When Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu, introduced Vamsi Badana to Jiva Goswami, Lord Nityananda Prabhu wept ocean of tears in great love and appreciation for Vamsi Badana Goswami. Later on, Srinivas Acharya visited Navadvip after Jiva Goswami. And at that time, though Srinivas Acharya was not introduced to Vamsi Badana, Vamsi Badana Thakurji embraced Srinivas with so much of love for a long, long time, held him in his embrace for a long time and bathed him in his own tears of love. Srinivas wanted to fall at the feet of Vamsi Badana, offer dandavat to him, pray to him, take his mercy, but Vamsi Badana Thakur would not let him to bow down. Then Vamsi Badana Thakur took him to Sachi Mata and to Vishnupriya. And it's a long story how they treated him as their own son, gave him all love. In fact, they were waiting for Srinivas to give their mercy to Srinivas. And that beautiful pastime at Yoga Peet, how in the presence of Vamsi Badana Thakur, Sri Vishnupriya Devi and Sri Sachi Mata gave unlimited mercy to Srinivas Acharya. Later on, Lord, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, even Sachi Mata left this world. And Vishnupriya was left alone. Her husband had gone away with sannyas. And then now, even her dear mother-in-law Sachi Mata, the mother of the whole universe, also left. So Vamsi Badana and Vishnupriya were plunged in the ocean of separation, crying tears day and night. And at that time, one time came, all of us know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, actually Vishnupriya Devi was crying very piteously, but she would not oppose Lord Chaitanya to go. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his own deity and gave it to Vishnupriya Devi to serve. And he said that, in the form of the deity, I will be always with you and I will accept all your services. I will be personally present here with you to accept your services, accept all the bhoga that you will offer to me. So that deity was called Dhameshwar Gauranga. And that deity, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and then in course of time, even Sachi Mata left this world. At that time, they were worshipping. Vamsi Badana Thakur was assisting Vishnupriya Devi and in serving the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga. One time, the separation of Vamsi Badana Thakur and particularly Sri Vishnupriya Devi was so intense, that both of them decided that they will fast from water and food and drink, till death. And thus they began their fast. Their agony and their determination was so strong. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in between two of them and ordered them to stop behaving rashly and continue such kind of fast. He said, instead of behaving such rashly and trying to harm one's lives, their lives, he said, please continue the worship of Dhameshwar, my own deity, with great faith and love. And this service to my own deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga will mitigate all your sorrows of separation that you are suffering from. Then later on, somehow because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal presence and instructions, they somehow, to a little extent, could mitigate their miseries. After some time, all of us know that Vishnupriya Devi would only chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. After chanting one Mahamantra, she would keep away one grain of rice. And thus, for the whole day, from early morning to late evening, she would chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and keep collecting one grains. And whatever little number of grains would be collected, she would cook that, offer to Dhameshwar Gauranga, and only honor that. Everybody would wonder how Vishnupriya is sustaining her life with such a small amount of rice, which may be few spoons from today's standards. How she would maintain her life? They were all wondering. And from the age of 16 to the age of 96, she did this service. And at one point of time, after 80 years of such service, in seclusion, without meeting any people, living completely faithfully to the words of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, worshipping Dhameshwar Gauranga in her own house, at the age of 96, all her youth, all her young age, childhood, middle age, old age and far old age, everything was dedicated in the service of Lord Gauranga Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, in the witnessing of Vamsi Badana Thakur and Ishan Thakur. One fine day, at the age of 96, Vishnupriya Devi passed away. Vamsi Bandhan Thakur was plunged in the ocean, crying piteously, because one after other, every great personality, either Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and others passed away, left this world. At that time, after Vishnupriya's disappearance, Vamsi Bandhana brought this deity of Dhameshwar to Kulia, crossing the river Ganga, today what is known as Koladvipa, or we can call as technically, geographically as Navadvip, city of Navadvip, where we have Jagannath Das Babaji Samadhi, where we have Vishnupriya Devi's temple. At that place, Vamsi Bandhana Thakur was the person who brought the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga and established over there. The internal reason being that Lord Nityananda had predicted that after 100 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance from this world, the Antardvipa will be taken over by the floods of Mother Ganga and it will be unavailable, unmanifest to the eyes of material world. So before that, Vamsi Bandhana Thakur was the one who shifted the deity, the beautiful deity with raised with arms in front, calling the devotees to give his mercy, with beautiful lotus eyes, was shifted and established in Koladvipa, and he continued to worship. It is also said that the base of the deity, there is a name of Vamsi Bandhana Thakur carved at the base of the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga. Also, then Vamsi Bandhana Thakur worshipped and stayed for such little time in Kulia. Then he went to Bilvagram. That is where he lived early in the childhood. And in the last part of his life, he spent there, which was the ancestral village of Bilvagram. And it is said that the Bhattacharyas who live now there, who are descendants of Vamsi Bandhana Thakur, are the worshippers of the deities over there. Also, Vamsi Bandhana Thakur was known as a great poet and composer of songs. He wrote many, many songs. There is one book called Gaudiya Magazine. In the 20th chapter, from 30th verse to 37th verse, he has written a very beautiful poetry. Of course, he wrote many, many poetries, but one of his greatest poetries which he wrote was about the separation of Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya Devi after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. And he writes in that poetry that how the pains of Sachi Mata were unbearable for Vamsi Bandhana. The pain suffered by Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya are very beautifully emotionally expressed. In that poetry he says, where is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Where is that beautiful face with lotus eyes? Where is that kirtan which he used to perform? Where are the devotees in whose company Lord Gauranga would perform his ecstatic kirtan? Where is the leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When it will be seen again by Vamsi Bandhana? And in the course of this poetry, Vamsi Bandhana Thakur also said that the heartless Kesho Bharati took away our jewel Gauranga Mahaprabhu and made our all hearts broken by his cruel activity. This is what he mentions, describing the sannyas ceremony of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that in a very great heartless manner, Kesho Bharati did this activity of giving sannyas to everybody's dear Lord Gauranga. And then he also says, when once he hears Lord Chaitanya's young wife, such Vishnupriya Devi, and her mother-in-law, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, Sachi Mata, crying, Vamsi Bandhana rolls in the ground in deep pain, in crying agony, agonizing pain. He explains that it was unbearable for him to see the dear Vishnupriya Devi and her mother-in-law, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, Sachi Mata, cry in separation. It would be unbearable for him to bear. But at the same time, because he followed the instructions of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu verbatim, word to word, that to the end of their lives he would serve. He actually served Sachi Mata till her end of life. He served Vishnupriya Devi to the point of her end of life. And then onwards only he left. So he received unlimited mercy of Sachi Mata, unlimited mercy of Vishnupriya Devi, and thus he received unlimited mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he became very, very dear devotee of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Vamsi Bandhana Thakur ki jai.